Welcome to day 3 of the Digital Advent Wreath. Today we are continuing to reflect on hope in this Advent season. Before we begin, take a moment to find somewhere you are undistracted, where you can find peace and stillness. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide our hearts, our minds, and our imaginations as we meditate on today's scripture passage. As I read through the passage for the first time, pay close attention to any words, phrases, or images that stand out to you. When I'm done reading the passage, there will be a few moments of silence to allow you to reflect on what the Spirit may be saying to you today. Today's passage is from Psalm 10, verses 16 through 18. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations perish from His land. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. Come, Holy Spirit. On our second journey through the text, allow the text to connect with you personally. Which words or phrases resonate with your heart, your season of life, or a particular situation you are facing? After I finish reading this passage, pray through the following questions. What do I need to know, be, or do in light of this passage? What does this mean for my life today? The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations perish from His land. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. Come, Holy Spirit. After hearing this passage for a third time, simply talk to God about what this passage is stirring up in your heart and mind in this moment. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations perish from His land. O Lord, You hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline Your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. Come, Holy Spirit. As you hear this passage one last time today, try to hear it with fresh ears. After I've read it, sit in God's presence before fleeing from this moment. You might express wonder, awe, gratitude, or praise through words, or you might allow yourself to feel and experience these quietly before God. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations perish from this land. O Lord, You hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline Your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank You for the Scriptures. Holy Spirit, thank You for guiding us in this time. Help us to carry the hope of Jesus with us today. Amen.